Well, the highway department's got their machines in there, and the road's just all
totally messed.
Mm-hmm. And now, let's see, the next thing that I wanted to get to has got to do with the weather, for the most part, and the time of day and things like that. Now, today is Thursday, so then you say Friday will be
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And what a person like pulls out of their pocket to look at to tell the time.
Watch.
And midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's, instead of saying 7:30, you might say
half past.
Mm-hmm. And if it's 10:45, instead of saying 10:45, you might say it's
15 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Now, you might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one. Mm-hmm. If you look up at the sky and you say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Yeah, and now like when you come outside and the sun's shining, what kind of, like today, the kind of day that you call this is really
pretty day,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Beautiful day.
And on the opposite kind of day, when it's, well, it's not raining, but it's cloudy and looks bad, you say that's a really
a nice to looking day here.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it's been clear and then the clouds come in and you think it's going to rain, you say the weather's
going to change.
Mm-hmm. And if it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say the weather is
clearing up.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a heavy rain that lasts just a little while?
Shower.
And when it's even less than a shower, just a real fine
sprinkle,
mm-hmm.
mist,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. But it goes by so fast, I can't believe it. The kind of storm that has thunder and lightning with it, you call that an
electrical storm.
If the wind was real high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
And if the wind was coming from toward Marshall, you'd say that it came from the
east.
And when there's a mist I don't know if it's heavier than a mist or not, but just that, especially you'll see around in the morning, there'll be, you call that
fog.
Yeah, I don't know exactly the difference between fog and mist. I've always kind of wondered about that.
Well, I don't know if I could tell you, but then, of course, there's a little
difference. There's a difference in those. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't had any rain for weeks and weeks and the crops are all drying out, you say you're having a
drought.
Now, if the wind's been just real gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say that it's, the wind is
getting up.
And if it's just the opposite and the wind's been real strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it.
Well, that wind's kind of what?
Laying?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd say that? Laying? Mm-hmm.
The wind's laid.
Mm-hmm. Well, like today, when you first go outdoors and it feels kind of
chilly.
Yeah, like that.
It was.
I had to get up and put another quilt on because I thought I woke up, and you know how when you first wake up your mind's not clear, and mm-hmm. I thought it was winter time and I got all mixed up, and then I said, well, why is the heat on? I looked over at the heater and then it's not winter time, so I just got up and got another quilt.